Oh no, I've already been recording, mate. Come on, keep up.
You've already been recording?
Yes.
Wig, okay. So hang on, let's make a clap.
All right,
ready?
One.
One, two. Wait.
On three or after three?
One, two, three, clap.
Okay. I thought you were counting.
No, dickhead! Okay. Alright, are you ready? Yeah. You ready?
Wait, one, two, three, and then clap, like, on beat?
Yes!
Okay, cool. Just clarifying. Okay.
Okay.
One.
One,
two,
three. What the
heck? Oh my god! Oh my god, I'm gonna kill you.
I'm gonna count.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Was that on time? Do you want to do two? Do you want to do another one, just in case?
Let's do another one, just in case. One, two, three.
I feel like I was a bit late on that one, but we'll work it out. That's all right.
Okay. It'll be okay. Like, I can sync it no matter what.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, so we started off in a really high energy place.
Yeah, I feel like I've just finished work. So, I mean, finished work like 2 hours ago, but, you know, the details.
She's been running around that shopping centre trying to find that mic.
I know, fuck, that was a nightmare and a half. Literally just hate going into, like, shopping centres because I'm in and then I'm out. Like, do not make me look at anything.
Yeah.
I will spend all my money. Same. Don't want to waste my time.
I'm just overwhelmed by the possibilities.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Also, I have to, I just chucked a Coles frozen pizza into the oven.
Love that. Like, so you're going to be skipping out to get your food at some point?
12 minutes. So hopefully. But
okay.
Dude, legit last night I had that for dinner and, it was so bad cause I bought a pepperoni one and then I bought a Hawaiian one cause I'm an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And should have gone for the Supreme, but legit woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, had the worst fucking heartburn in my life.
Weird.
It was so bad and it didn't have any flavor and it was just a disappointment in general. So I've spiced this one up. Not even one star.
Everyone
stay clear. No, just the Hawaiian one. The Supreme one I know is good, but we'll see. Okay. We'll see how this pepperoni one goes.
I don't rate Supreme.
Really?
Because I don't fuck with capsicum. Fuck capsicum, yeah.
It's one of the few kinds of variation or like foods I can have capsicum in. I don't really like capsicum either.
Mm.
But.
Oh my god. That's so good.
Can beautiful. I tell my pizza fucking. Oh my god.
Okay, so please go. Okay. Please go.
I put like, I had mushrooms left over from when I cooked for Jesse. Shout out Jesse.
Beautiful. Shout out Jesse. Off the top, shout out Jesse.
And I put some olives on it and some extra cheese and what else?
Ooh. Like,
just made it a bit more exciting, you know. Just don't want to have that bland pizza in my mouth again.
Ceci.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
We actually had a question that was about cooking. Did you see that?
Yeah. Alice asked that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But. We didn't do introductions last week, or like last time we recorded. So do you want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, because I feel like to the people who don't, yeah.
Introductions like who we are.
Yeah, because to the people who don't know us, like not everyone knows, you know, backstories and shit.
Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there's more to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first then?
Nah, you go first, mate.
No, I go first. I don't want this to feel like a resume, but it kind of has to be, hey?
Just say it how you want.
Yeah. I live in Wollongong, which is like a city Shut up. It's like an hour or so, like, south from Sydney.
Yeah.
And it's by the beach, and I've lived here all my life, and I graduated uni last year, and I did English literature, and a bit of creative writing. And right now, I'm deeply unemployed right now. I'm trying to find work, but it's hard because there's no jobs in this shit town.
Yeah.
And so I'm just watching Grey's Anatomy for a living at the moment.
Just start making that my full-time job. Just start fishing, I reckon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
Didn't you say we were going to go fishing?
That's a good idea. Yeah, I did.
Mm.
We should do that next time because I have my own fishing rod. Like,
literally, what are you doing? Just start fishing.
That's not a euphemism for anything. I have my own fishing rod.
My god.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
what about your backstory?
My backstory. I live in Melbourne, which is 9 hours away from Wollongong. it's like down south. of Australia.
Different state.
Different state. Whole different state. I am in my third and final year of architecture. Like doing my bachelor's and stuff. And yeah, living life. That's it. I'm 23.
Beautiful.
23. 22. What? God.
Did you say 23?
I thought I was 23 for a second. I was like, no, that's not me.
Jumping the gun.
Wow. Sorry.
I'm 22 as well. Baby is like, wait, you're like a month older yeah. than me. Or like less than a month
no,
older than me.
No, it's more than a month because I'm 5th or 7th? 8th?
Oh, true. 8th.
Yeah, 8th.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Good intros.
Good intros. Good intros. Now you know what you need to know.
I feel like, yeah.
So do you want any questions?
Yeah, sure. Do we want... Fucking Jesse. Jesus Christ. All right, yeah. Do you want to start?
Sure. Do you want to go... Well, the cooking question is kind of related to what we're talking about.
No, let's go Jesse's first, because I feel like I want to punch her in the head.
Okay, fuck's sake. Okay. Jesse Massaduction says, yeah, I have a cue for the podcast, colon... Why does this pussy pop severely? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Why do you... Okay, are we going to say every... Like, are we going to say every fucking... Full stop and shit?
No, no, no. I just think that Jesse's needed that attention.
Okay, yeah, true. Yeah,
I because feel like... the phrasing, the syntax, it was important. I needed to emphasize
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Respect that.
Yeah, respect.
I actually... Do you remember that conversation I had about this?
No.
Do you remember when I talked about this? I was like, I said, like, what did I say? Fuck. It was something so stupid. She was, how does that vine go? Are you mad because this pussy pops severely and yours don't?
She does that one.
No, but like.
Are you mad?
Why does this pussy pop? That's, Jesse, I can't answer that. I haven't. I don't know.
Now I'm gonna have to edit that out. You
oh fuck!
I'm not even gonna cut it. I'm just gonna do like a bleep, so you can like, yeah.
I can't answer that. I don't know.
No.
No. Next question.
Okay. So, do you want to read one out?
Yeah. So Alice Breakfast with Lucian asks. Oh, this is questions with a QW. Thanks, Alice. Mm. So, number one is first celebrity crushes. Do you want to go first?
Oh, fuck me. A really strong one coming to mind is, did you ever watch that Disney Channel original movie version of Annie?
No.
Okay, wig. Because it had, like, a really great cast. Like, Kristen Chenoweth was in it, Kathy Bates, Alan Cumming. Wow. But, Daddy Warbucks' assistant, whose name I can never remember actually, who, like, becomes Annie's sort of mom.
Yeah.
Was played by Audra McDonald.
Nice.
And she wore this purple dress that was... It literally stuck in my head, because then Alan Cumming, he plays this sort of, like, Bronx sort of, like... He's... I don't know, he's just, like, a mobster or, like, a con man.
Yeah.
And he calls her a tomato, like a tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato. And in my head, I was like, what does that even mean? But he's, like, saying that she's, like, curvaceous and beautiful.
Wow.
But it would always get stuck in my head. I was like, tomato? Like, Audra McDonald is a tomato. Like,
I need to Google who this is.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. I actually sent it to you. Everyone enjoys the ASMR from my typing, also. Audra McDonald, Annie. And she sings, she has, like, an amazing voice. And she sings like.
Oh wow, shit.
Oh yeah. There's. Okay. I'm gonna link this like in the description because it changed my life. She sings this like. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'll talk about that later. Anyway, who was your first celebrity crush? Do you have any?
Oh, I literally. I Yeah, of course. I was talking about this morning, but. It was Christina Aguilera because of Lady Marmalade.
Ooh. Okay, wig. Yeah, you talked about this before.
I'm not even joking. That music video changed my fucking life. I don't know. I was like four or five. And yeah, just a pivotal moment in my
Pivotal.
Yeah, that was intense. Love that. Oh, love that song. Yeah. I literally listened to it this morning because I put it on the work, like, playlist. Because it doesn't have, like, it has to be, like, safe for work, so, like, no swearing. But they didn't say, like, no sexy stuff, so just check that on there, you know.
Honestly, also Pink in that video.
Yeah.
And Lil Kim. Yeah. And Maya as well. Yeah. You know, all of them.
Missy Elliott. Literally, man. Oh, her mind. Fuck. Just a good...
God, yeah. Bitch. I was watching Grey's Anatomy the other day, and fucking Christina has the same wish she... As in Sandra Oh, has the same wish she dances to a Missy Elliott song. And I was like, literally, the levels to this.
I know. The
levels.
I know.
Like, ugh.
I know. Alright, do you want to ask the next one from Alice, or do you want me to keep going with it?
Okay, Alice. Corporations in the LGBT community, e.g. inclusion in ads,
Smirnoff, wow.
Smirnoff, sponsoring Pride. Thoughts? Do not vibe with that shit. Absolutely flooring it on the corporations.
Big
corp. Not a capitalist, personally.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I know, yeah, I think Smirnoff sponsoring Pride is, like, a big issue. I don't vibe with that at all. I mean, it's a lot, don't like it.
I will say this, though, like, I don't like it, but I do eat that shit up occasionally.
Really?
Like, those Subaru ads... that were, like, directly aimed at dykes.
Oh, yeah, and they had, like,
the fucking, from the 90s of, like, early 2000s.
The Xena, like, lover shit. Yeah, love.
Legit. If I was, like, if I was at car buying age then,
yeah,
I would have absolutely floored it to the fucking Subaru dealership and snapped that shit up. Yeah. Like, literally floored it.
No, I get that, yeah.
Mm.
But otherwise, absolutely not.
Yeah, like, it's morally wrong, and I hate it, but at the same time, I am absolutely susceptible to advertising.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Although, did you see fucking Sports Girl has...
Oh, yeah!
Like, a little sign that says queer now? Yeah. Like, ugh! Yeah. Like, it makes me gag. Like, it's so bad. Yeah.
I was literally in H&M the other week, and I had to do a double take, because I was in the men's department. My friend was buying some, a dress shirt. And I just bought some socks and went along with him.
Yeah.
And literally on the rack, fucking green jumper with the word gender on it. And I'm like, what's going on?
What?
What? How does that...
Gender?
Gender? Like, okay. Like, thank you. yeah, blew my fucking mind.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the last question from Alice... is there a distinct lesbian cuisine? This is not an innuendo, she says. love the clarification. I don't think so, but I think there is a certain value or, like, intimacy that comes with cooking and feeding your girlfriend or partner.
Yeah, for sure.
And that
even just friends, like, it's when we made that pie, it was very, like, it was a bonding experience.
Really? I felt like I was buzzing you around the whole time. Oh, that's my pizza timer.
Okay, do you want to pause and come back?
I don't want it to burn. Oh my god, I really hope you just haven't been talking shit the whole time.
I haven't. I've been literally silent. I went on Tinder.
Alright.
I tell you what.
What?
Grim. Grim.
How have you not run out of girls? Like, how are you still going, mate?
Okay, like, not to leak my Tinder settings, but I do have it on just a hot 60 kilometers at the moment.
Sis, I literally floored it. I was on, like, 150. Like, I maxed out. Like, I maxed that out.
What the fuck? How? I had to buy Tinder, like, gold or whatever when I was in Melbourne because there were so many people on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
And I was in there for a few days. Well, yeah, outlooks are grim. Write in. Tell me where I should move to if anyone has, like, wants to make a really good case for their particular city.
Maybe don't do that.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you don't want to do that.
What? Why? Because you want me to move to Melbourne?
No.
Aww.
I want you to stay as far away as you can from me.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. No, just kidding. Yeah, literally move to Melbourne.
Maybe. We'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, back to Alice's question. What are your thoughts on it?
Lesbian cuisine.
Yeah.
I think there's, like, a kind of a stereotype that all lesbians are into, like, being, like, vegan. Like, hummus is, like, a common, like, joke food for lesbians. It's like, oh, like, bring the hummus. And, like, I do fuck with some hummus. Yeah. Like, I love hummus.
What's that brand that makes the really good ones? And it's, like, jalapeno hummus? Fuck, I love that shit.
Yeah, it's that's like, good shit.
Yeah, it's good shit. I literally had it this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think
but
making a lot of your own that's... food... Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's, like, the hummus thing and the vegan thing is, like, a specific type of lesbian.
Yeah.
But, like, lesbians are just people, and we live all over the world and, like, have different, like, political alignments and whatever. Lesbians are just people. So there's, like... There's also, like, a stereotype that lesbians love to grill.
Yeah.
I love to grill.
I love to grill.
Love to grill.
Hmm.
And I don't know why. I think this might just be me, but I associate Mexican food with lesbians because I go to Mexican with my friends all the time,
yeah.
With my dyke mates. Shout out Carmen. Carmen Butch Bitch. Jimbro. Yeah. But there was also another food question from Femsona.
Who?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
It says, do either of you like to cook? What are some of your favourite things to make or some disaster moments you've had in the kitchen? Would you or have you ever cooked for a date?
I think we've both cooked for a date.
We have, yeah.
I'm sorry.
And you gave me shit for what I cooked on my date.
No, I didn't. I know. I did not give you shit for what you cooked. I made fun of you because I was assuming you couldn't cook. And then when I found out you made, like, fucking fresh pasta, I was like, okay. All right. Some respect.
Thank you. I made nachos, like, the first time one of my exes slept over. And BB was like, get the fuck out of here with your fucking Doritos, fucking salsa, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck off. No, it was really nice. There were vegetarian nachos I made. I think it was... I had, like, white beans and lentils, and I make my own spice mix, and my own guacamole, which is amazing. I'm gonna make you guac next time you're here. Mm. But yeah, I love to cook. I don't think I'm... BB is, like, so fucking confident in the kitchen. Like, I was truly the sous chef in the situation, and I couldn't have been happier. Like, you were just, like, making so many decisions. I rely on recipes too much and, like,
yeah.
Stress myself out.
Nah,
and getting it perfect.
I can't be fucked with recipes. Even with, like, making Jessie, like, pasta, and I think, what did I make it before? I made her, like a really just, like, white girl curry before that. But, like, I don't really go off recipes a lot, and that's what makes me really shit at baking sometimes.
Mm.
Especially, like, making, like, cakes and stuff. I always suck at that because I never follow a recipe. I can't do that. It's too technical, but I do love cooking. I felt so bad just thinking about it, like, when I was in your kitchen and everything. I was like, oh fuck, like, I'm being a bit too bossy. But
no, it was so good. And as if I would take that, like, if I was uncomfortable, I would have been like,
yeah,
can you not boss me around, you bitch? Like, like, we're on that level.
Yeah.
But no, it was really good because I had no idea what the fuck I was doing.
It was so weird cooking in a different kitchen, like, to mine, because...
Yeah.
I'd go over to my... Like, sometimes when I cooked at my cousin's place, I would always just, like, have to ask him a million times where the fucking knives are and shit, and it was like...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I've cooked on a date before. I think I made carbonara and,
Made that the other night. Legend.
Yeah. It was pretty decent. The sauce is a bit too thick, though. But, you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
But otherwise, I love... love making chicken wings. Love a good barbecue.
Ooh.
I love... what do I like to make? I like to make a lot of pastas. I'd like to make pizza.
Me too.
Yeah. I just, anything really that tastes nice. I like to try out different shit. I remember I made pho one time. That was pretty good.
Nice. It
took like a whole day. And yeah, I mean, my dad was a cook before, like when he was a bit younger. So he knows his shit and he loves to cook as well. So I learnt most of my shit from him. And just watching like a bunch of cooking videos on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Carla.
Shout out Carla. Shout out Claire.
Bit of a fucking update on the Carla situation.
Oh my god.
Because I don't think she... yeah, so like, we mentioned her in the first episode, and I posted on my Instagram story, at Honky Tonk Butch, if you want to follow me. Just a little bit of a plug there. Just a quick plug. I, like, posted a video of BB putting the top crust on our pie, like, the next day after we recorded the podcast. And we, like, tagged Carla in it. And I was like, there's no way that she's gonna fucking reply. No. Like, she has... She mentioned on some video that she has, like, a million, like, notifications because, like, people update her on who they're cooking and stuff. Anyway, she replied to us, capital letters, fantastico, and then three love hearts, two purple ones and one red one. Tattoo that shit on my ass. I was so happy.
No joke.
I was, like, I was losing my fucking mind. Baby had already gone home.
I was in the car. I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, and I woke up, like, in the middle of the night, checked my phone, and it was there, and I, like, sent her a message at, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah, I was in the car. I was literally driving home. I still wasn't home.
Ugh, love.
And then last week, she posted something, like, a picture about, like, preparing for her, like, book to, like, release and stuff. And then I tagged Phoebe, and Carla liked it. I was like, nice.
Ugh. Yeah. So she loves us. Yeah. She's like an official third member of the
podcast. Real ally. A real ally.
Real ally. Mm-hmm. And they have, BA have a food podcast called The Foodcast. And I listened to a great episode with her, and she was just talking about rice and how to make rice all different ways. And then I made some rice, and it was so fucking good. I love
rice.
She
just knows what she's on about, and all of them do, like.
She does.
Literally just watched... I watched Brad make, like, fermented eggs last night. I was like, I want to make fermented eggs.
Oh, legend.
Like, oh.
I do love cooking. I think cooking is, like, one of the best things that you can do.
Yeah.
Like,
for yourself just, and like, for other people.
Yourself.
It's a really healing thing, and it's so important. Like, I've done a project, like based around food. I think this project that I'm doing now and, like, my studio class is going to be around food again. Like, it...
Nice.
It's just... I think it's important. I think it's good to work with.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's me. That's my opinion.
Love.
All right, next question. Let's move on. Cause,
yeah.
Do you want to say it? Oh, do you want me to say it?
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, okay. So, Carlos, Banana Paddle Pop, love you.
Love. Shout out, Carlos.
Yeah. So, first of all, she says, first of all, I love you both to my core. Don't rate that, but,
love.
You know. Second of all, what are your thoughts on open relationships? I know some people are all about it, but I personally can't vibe with it. I feel like it can lead to some messy power imbalances. I'm curious to hear your opinions. Keep on being your sexy selves, XXX.
Love.
Do you want to talk about it first? Have you been in an open relationship?
Yes. And I have many opinions, all of them negative.
Yeah. I can't believe I asked that. I was like, go on, I'll eat my slice of pizza.
Yeah, you go. I have said this many times, like, on Tumblr, off to, like, all these different people. I think that our generation uses open relationships and polyamory a lot of the time, a vast majority of the time, as an excuse not to be held emotionally accountable within their relationships.
Okay.
Like, I think if people want to have casual sex, you should call it casual sex. Like, because if you're just, like, disregarding... like
it is a real
well-being of your partners. It's not really polyamory, it's not really an open relationship. Mm-mm. Because you're not working to, like, maintain
the
integrity of those relationships. And I do not vibe with the vibe that I get from some people who practice polyamory, that polyamory is somehow more radical than monogamy. Like, I'm so sorry. Me being with a woman for my entire life is, like, way more fucking revolutionary than someone, like...
It feels like,
you know? Like, there's a big sort of, like, what's the word? I feel some superiority from people who can practice polyamory and not, like, I don't know. But that being said, there's absolutely people who do it well.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. I've seen fucking that Wonder Woman movie. That breaks my heart. That shit breaks my fucking heart, man. God, don't make me think about it.
Oh. Wig, let's not get into that.
Have you seen it? Did you watch it?
You know, I know
just
you love
just say
it.
No, just say, you bitch, you fucking bitch. I wish everything
I
you
don't
tell
vibe
me,
with it.
You tell me to do, I do everything you tell me to do, and you don't do this one thing.
You haven't told me to watch it. We'll watch it in Melbourne. Okay. But yeah, I'm close with people who do it really well. Like, I think it's something you have to be, like, super conscious of and, like, have, like, really great boundaries.
Exactly.
And, like, and also, I talked to, like, when I went to this wedding, I was talking to my cousin who's in his early 30s, and he's been with his boyfriend for, well, their fiancé, they're getting married in a bit. They've been together for ages, and I was telling him, he was, like, asking me, like, you know, what are the kids up to nowadays, all this sort of shit. And I was like, oh, everyone wants to be in an open relationship, everyone wants to do polyamory. And he was like, what the fuck, that is the opposite of what you should be doing this young.
Yeah.
Because, like, it really does sort of, I think in some communities, some very small, like, gay communities, it perpetuates a lot of, like, high school bullshit.
Yeah.
Where it's like, because we weren't fucking around in high school because we were all gay and closeted and whatever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of gay people go through high school in their 20s and polyamory, like, the trend in that is kind of, like, representative of that. But, yeah, there's people our age who are super mature and do it well. So I'm not making generalizations, but
you don't,
I think
you don't
it's,
wanna...
like... No, I don't want to, like, say it's all bad. But I have done it because I didn't really have an option to do anything else.
Yeah.
And do not rate, don't want it maybe ever again. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least not until I'm fucking married. Like, Jesus. Maybe not even then. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't think you can, like, say, like, I never want it. Like, or just... I don't know. I'm not about to make a decision for myself. Right now.
Yeah.
Right now I don't want it. I don't think I'll want it. Because, like, there's no need for it. Like...
Yeah.
I feel like that implies that I do want an open relationship. I don't, because I'm not for it at all. But when, like, I don't... Yeah. I've never been in one. I've been in, like, complicated relationships where the girl was sort of trying to figure out how to have an open relationship and have both me and her long-term boyfriend.
Yeah.
Which was just, like, really messy and... just I don't know, like, you can't really do that to someone and not have your shit figured out, like,
yeah
I've had a much, like, that was very short term. It didn't last for, like, longer than a month and a half, like, maybe 2 months. I met the boyfriend, he was a literal, like, fugly man. And
God.
I've told you about this girl. I've literally... This was the Pisces girl that broke my fucking heart. And, it was just, like... I'm not about to baby someone... Especially in that situation where they're just figuring out, like, the stuff. I'm not about to baby someone through their coming out and having to deal with the fact that they are, like, have been with the same person for, like, 6-7 years now or whatever. It's just, like, It's
really hard
yeah,
being the third person in that situation.
Yeah.
It's so fucking hard.
Yeah. Because,
Because you're, like, on one hand, you're this big, exciting adventure for them. But on the other hand, you're also sort of, like...
Just there for, like, fun.
You're an emotional catalyst sometimes. Like, inevitably, you're going to be, like, a step on that person's journey. And it's really hard. Like, I have been in the situation and, like... You know, no regrets. We do what we do to survive and grow. But just generally, if there's anyone out there thinking, like, you know, do I want to go for it with a person who's, like, in a similar situation? Fucking guard your heart. It's hard. And it's, like, inevitably going to be hard, especially when you're young. Like, you need to have, like, a really thick skin to, like, go through a dynamic like that.
And
that's not to say it isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And sometimes they work out really well.
Yeah, exactly. We're not
telling
you what
to do. But there's
a
massive emotional stake involved.
Mm.
And yeah.
Thanks for the question, Carlos.
Yeah, thanks, Carlos. Okay. Jodie Comer, yep. As in...
Big honkers.
C-O-M-A. Great. Shut the fuck. Okay. Okay, let's backtrack. I got added on yesterday. And I've been getting some absolutely fucked up ones lately because I'm, like, big in the fucking libertarian fandom at the moment. Like, all these, like, crazy straight people are at me. And I was expecting something like, fuck you, lesbian incel, die, like, you ugly bitch. But I opened my inbox, and the question is... You right?
Oh my god, I just took a gulp of water. I cannot...
It was just simply no capitals, Jodie Comer, big honkers.
Big honkers!
And I was.
Oh my god, I'd die every fucking time.
And Jodie Comer, big honkers, and on, if you're listening to this, like, I love you, bitch.
Yeah.
It was so funny. I sent the screenshot to Baby, like, instantly.
Mm.
Really, really excellent.
Yeah.
Anyway, this person who asked the question is Jodie Comer with an A instead of an AR in the end.
Mm-hmm.
Great URL.
Love it.
And they ask, favorite star signs / the signs you don't really fuck with, or I mean, I guess just astrology in general, if that's something you want to talk about. And they have a cute little shout out that we've been a good podcast to listen to while they've been studying. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. That's awesome.
And thanks for the question.
What?
Do you want to start us off?
Yeah.
Crunchy.
So just something that's like been on my mind a bit, but everyone's like, everyone has a sort of negative attitude toward Sagittarius's, which I don't really understand. My sister's a Sagittarius, and
yeah,
she's one of the nicest, like, yeah, I reckon it's safe to say that she's one of the nicest people I've ever met. Doesn't really have like a selfish bone in her body. Like, I don't get where that negative sort of idea. I don't understand it. Like, I don't know a lot of Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So, like, I think I only know her.
Orna's a Sagittarius.
Who? Orna. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's up?
Shout out Orna.
Shout out
Orna. I don't know what your URL is right now, but shout out Orna.
But I don't know. Like, I don't understand that. But that's besides the point. I don't like Capricorn, so if you're a Capricorn...
Yeah, I have really good friendships with Saggies. My friend AJ is a Saggie.
Yeah.
Carlos is a Saggie, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think they can... I love fire signs. I think they're good fun. Yeah, don't write Capricorns. The sign that I'm absolutely flooring it on,
Aquarius.
Like, will not tolerate... Aquarius. Baby knows this. I've been through it.
I think we've all been
through it. Absolutely flooring on the Aquariuses.
We've all been through it.
We've all been through it. Yeah. I have really, really good friendships with Libras. I have a few really close friends who are Libras.
I've been on a date with a Libra before. It was so bad. So fucking
was
bad.
It?
Yeah, it was horrible.
Big. They're meant to be, like, very romantic.
No, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was so fucking bad. My brain hurts just to think about it.
No, but I love them. Carmen's a Libra. Zoya's a Libra. Shout out Zoya, Root Queen. Lena's a Libra. Shout out Lena Juno McGuff. Yeah, I really vibe with them friendship-wise.
Mm.
I love Cancers. I'm not trying to kiss up to you, baby, but, like...
Never.
I do love a Cancer, and, like, I feel like my wife one day will be a Cancer or a Taurus.
Yeah. Interesting. Let me swallow first, sorry. My mouth full.
Okay.
So... I don't know, I like all water signs. I can generally vibe with, like, all of my sister signs, you know?
Yeah.
Love
a Scorpio.
You know, in small doses. Except Jesse. I could literally...
That's what I was talking about, love Jesse.
Literally, I've known a couple of Scorpios, and they've all just been very frustrating, except for Jessie. Like, she's the one Scorpio that I can, like, just vibe very well with.
Okay. Like, but let me counterpoint to that. Do you know who else is Scorpio?
Who?
My mother.
Okay. I know, but, like, I don't know your mother very well. I don't make dinner for your mother. Like, we're talking about me now. Can we have a conversation about me? Christ.
Okay, I'm just saying, you vibe instantly with my mom.
Yeah, she's a lovely, lovely person. I love you, mum.
She is.
I like Virgos. I get along well with. I would get along, like, fantastically with, like, Kyle and stuff. And Ruby as well. Oh, yeah, she says hi, by the way. She says, wait, let me pull up the message. Because she said, oh, fuck. I'm going to burp in, like, a minute. She says,
away from the mic, please.
I did.
Let me do what you want. Good.
says, say hello to Phoebe for me. When you
hi,
do,
Ruby.
Yeah. When you do the podcast, have fun. I expect to mention that is less rude than you both heaving at the term making love, you pair of cocks. Thank you. Good night. So, love it.
Oh, she called us out.
Yeah, she did call us out. But yeah, like, Virgos, absolutely.
Yeah, my sister's a Virgo.
Yeah, love.
That's a bit make it about me again.
Literally, I'm about it. Like, anyway. Tauruses are good. My dad's a Taurus. We get along very well, considering he's a man. But,
true.
I feel like they have, like, the personality of a brick sometimes.
Yeah.
Which makes them
a sexy brick, but a brick nonetheless.
Yeah, a brick nonetheless. What's the other earth sign? Fuck, I always forget.
Capricorn, Virgo.
Capricorn! How's Capricorn an earth sign? I never understand that. Never understand that. I was like,
what do you think they should be instead?
I don't know, a shitty one. Like air. I don't know. I don't see Capricorns as earth signs. They're way too, it's a bit of a loose unit, to be honest.
Yeah, Capricorns do not vibe with Capricorns.
No, don't vibe with Capricorns, don't vibe with Aquariuses. Libras, yeah. I'm a bit around. But otherwise I think I'm good with all of Aries.
Thin ice.
I cannot get into that.
I feel like every Aries, every, like, woman I look up, like, her star sign, like, celebrity wise, they're always an Aries. Like, Jessica Chastain's an Aries, Saoirse Ronan's an Aries.
I know.
Fuck, who else?
I know too many.
Brie Larson, I think.
I know.
Jenny Slate is an Aries. I know.
Oh my god, can I get a sentence in?
I'm sorry.
I think I know too many Aries, like, women in real life to actually, like,
yeah,
you know. They're just, I'm not gonna get into it. Anyway, that's me. That's next question. Where do we?
Next question?
Yeah.
The one about straight girls?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Simply Peachy.
Yeah.
Asked how to approach friendships with straight girls. I realize I've been holding back a lot with my friends because I'm afraid and ashamed of who I am, even though I've been hashtag out and proud for a while now. Right on. Or, if that's too heavy, who's your favorite Gillian Anderson, X-Files era, or Modern MILF? Which one do you want to get into first?
I think let's go heavy first and then ease it up.
Okay, yep. That's a really good question. I feel like I got pretty lucky, because I sort of, like, came out with a good group of friends around me, and I say coming out as in sort of, like, discovering, like, my attraction to women, like, eventually becoming a lesbian, eventually realizing I was a lesbian. Yeah. The only problem I have with straight girlfriends is that I accidentally fell in love with a couple of them. That's a different story. I guess I would say, you don't have to be, like, super out and proud with your straight friends if you're not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
If you feel like it's really inhibiting your connection with them, then do sort of review it and see if you can sort of make some changes.
Yeah.
And if they take issue with that, then you know that it's not, like, they're not worthy of your friendship or your time.
Yeah.
Because if they're not going to love your authentic self, then, like, they don't, they don't mean shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think don't stress out about it too much. And yeah, just do what feels right, I think. That's kind of shit advice, but that's how I feel. Anyway.
I feel weird about, or I don't really, for me, I've always had a lot more, like, I've always been friends with straight girls more than I have. And that comes from my, like, just, like, general, like, I haven't known a lot of lesbians. It's hard to know a lot of lesbians when you are, like, fucking 16 and an all-girls Catholic school. Like, it's not... So, I've always had to, like, for me, being friends with straight girls doesn't make any difference. Like, I'll I'm friends with them. I don't know. Like, let me think about that. Fuck me. What do you mean how to approach it? Like, I don't like,
she says she's been holding back with her friends.
Holding back in terms of what? Like, what? Why? I don't, like, see, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why you should, what are you holding back on? Like, what do you feel is inauthentic about yourself when you're hanging out? Or, like, how are you different when you're hanging out with your straight, like, girlfriends compared to, like, you know, some dykes, you know? Because, like, obviously there is a difference. But, like, with my straight friends, I don't feel like I'm holding back. It's just, like, obviously I have to adjust certain, I'm not about to, like, have a conversation about, like, eating pussy or anything. But, like, you know, I'm still friends with them.
Yeah.
I'm still close friends with straight girls, but, like, you know, I think... That's my answer.
Yeah.
Is that I don't understand it.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
Who's
your favourite? Gillian Anderson, Excelsior, and
what about? Oh, fuck. You know what? I mean, I love Scully so much. I watched The X-Files, like, all of it when I was, like, in 2013. Like, I watched the whole series.
Yeah.
And I think that was very instrumental in me sort of, like, embracing my lesbianism. So, like, massive soft spot for, like, Scully, but she absolutely melted my fucking face off in the fall with those silk blouses and that MILF energy. So I think I'll go modern MILF. What about you?
See, I've never watched a lot of the X-Files. I watched maybe half of season one. I've been meaning to, so don't get on my dick about it.
No, it's fine.
But...
And she's not super hot until, like... I mean, she's hot all the time, but she gets hottest in season four.
Fair enough. I don't know. Can I choose another, like...
Like another woman who's been, like...
Yeah.
Hot in the 90s and then MILF today?
Let me think.
The only person I can think of in this context is Liv Tyler, and I know you're not in Liv Tyler wave, so I can't bring that up.
Sorry. If anything comes to mind,
I'll keep thinking.
Yeah, use that big head of yours.
Shut up.
How much? We've got plenty of time. So, it says, oh, fuck me. Shit.
No. Is Jazz's question next?
No, it's Emma's. I went to high school with Emma's sister. I'm not about to say what high school, because she's making me, like, okay. Her URL's Van Eggman's.
That's not coming up for me.
I think she sent it to me.
Okay, true.
So, she says, oh, here's my question for Dykes and Mikes. Firstly, BB, give me a shout out for being an OG Dyke. I'm not going to say what high school we went to. And secondly, what does being butch mean to you? What's your favorite part about being butch? P.S.
Oh, wig.
Dykes on mics on bikes is a good idea and you should try it. Thank you, love you, moi. So, that's Emma.
That's a big fucking question.
Yeah, it's a big question. Thank you, Emma. I fucking hate you. Me and Emma, like, I remember the first time I met Emma. my younger cousin was just about to start high school, and I went ice skating, like the five of us girls. I've got an older sister and three girl cousins. We went ice skating, and Emma and her sister were there, and my middle cousin fell, and Emma literally nearly chopped all her fingers off with her ice skate, like the boots. I was like, it was one of the most incredible like first interactions ever. And we've been mates ever since. We went to Banks together, and then to China versus Australian like soccer match, I think earlier this year. And she's just been, just my daughter. My
nice
dyke daughter, to be honest.
Love. Love that.
Yeah. So let's get into the question. You can answer this first.
So
yeah.
What does being butch mean to me?
Yeah.
And that's kind of a hard question.
Yeah, it is a very hard question.
Because, and I'm going to give sort of a non-answer, it doesn't really mean, I mean, it means things to other people, it means things to, like, society in terms of how it means and stuff, but to me, it doesn't mean anything, not in a way that I'm sort of discounting it, but it's just who I am.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, you know, it's just breathing. It's exactly. It's just, like, natural stuff. Like, it's not a political statement. I'm not doing it. I mean, partially it does mean that, and I wrote about this in Butch Is Not a Dirty Word, that it, like, signals me to, like, other lesbians.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sort of instantly recognised by them, and, you know, you get the nod occasionally, and it's nice.
Yeah.
And it does sort of, like, mean, connection, just inherent connection to lesbianism.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just sort of, I'm trying not to, it's hard because we have all these meanings placed on us and all this discourse around us and stuff. Trying to sort of just ignore that and just like do what feels natural to
me.
And that's what, and that's being butch. So,
Yeah.
Cool. And what was the other question? What's my favorite part of being butch?
Yeah. I just want to say I agree with what you just said, so I'm not going to repeat it. And sound like an idiot. Because, that's a really good way of putting it. Like, it just, I've talked about it last time, but it's just like, it's hard. Like, sort of acknowledging the fact that, like, you know, it isn't as complicated as it all sounds. Like, I shouldn't be making this identity to be very as restrictive as I have in the past. And the fact that I don't look or dress like you shouldn't mean that I'm not as butch as you or...
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I... Yeah. But yeah, what's your favourite part about being butch?
Well, I guess it's probably, like, the whole instant connection thing, like, being recognised and all that sort of stuff. But in sort of, like, a less serious note, I do... and, like, this is... I mean, it's not my absolute favourite thing. I can't really pick a favourite thing about just living, but it is really fun sometimes, like, confusing straight girls. Like, not to be a dickhead about it.
What? What did you say?
Like, confusing straight girls.
Oh, God. Yeah, you do it. It's you just literally kind of do it to my friend. You do it to my friend. And I talked about it to her, like, on Friday night. And she was like...
You talked to her about it?
Yes, yes. We talked about you. Wait. Jesus fucking Christ. She was like, oh my God, she's so pretty. So and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, here we go.
Please. Oh my God.
Shut up.
No, I love that shit. It's really fun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I like being the confuser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow, I can't believe you talked about me. My fucking Leo ego is like bursting.
Yeah, let's relax a bit. I just went to take it like a sip of my tea that's been here for a week. I was just hoping there wasn't mold in it, but there is. So we're that disgusting. We're there. What is my favorite part about being witch? Probably being with a femme like that is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that I think. yeah, that's all I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to read Jazz's one? Jazz sent another one in. Fucking legend.
Love Jazz.
Fucking estate queen Josie. Oh, God.
Okay. So, oi, oi, I've got some questions for you. Please explain to the world why Emma and Jennifer are a real and legit power couple. Wig, we will get into that. Whoops, would you cast in the L Word reboot?
Oh, God.
Top three. I know, these questions. Gold. Top three sexiest international accents. If you don't say English, you're both getting blocked with a T on the end. Okay. So, Emma Stone and Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, God.
They absolutely are every night. I'm so sorry.
They are. Yeah, they are. They're absolutely.
They are.
Oh, God. I can't.
Just please.
I can't.
I'll also link this fucking video of them and you'll see their interactions.
Is this the black and white one?
The Hollywood Reporter fucking.
Literally.
It is.
Too oh, my God.
It is too much. Oscar winner for Oscar winner.
Who tops? Let's talk about that. Who tops?
You know what?
I think
I had a really hot take about this.
Really?
But I can't remember exactly what I thought.
I think Emma Stone.
Either way, it's a hot take.
Emma Stone's a.
I think Emma tops.
Yeah, I think Emma tops, to be honest.
I think Emma tops.
Mm.
Like, I think. I mean, I think Jennifer is, like, absolutely, like, a bit of a bossy power bottom.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
But Emma Stone has that grounded top energy that I feel.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, okay, that...
Or, like, demand, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Wig. There's a bit right after she has sex with Andrea Riseborough? What? I can't remember her name. She was in Birdman and Phantom Thread and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But she's, like, in the bed and she has, like, 12 pounds of muscle she put on for that role. And she's all tanned and, like... She has, like, a chain on, and she's, like, in the bed, and, like, the sheets are, like, covering her tits, and she looks
what?
So toppy. Like,
what is this? Is this...
Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, dude. I watched it. Yeah. Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that one shot, I was like, whew.
Yeah.
Did not see her. Did not...
You don't see it coming. You don't see it coming.
You don't see it coming. You don't see it coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they absolutely are.
Yeah. Really legit
power. Video evidence is proof.
Sorry?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who approves?
The video, post video evidence as proof.
It's proof, yeah.
God. Okay, whom would you cast in the L Word reboot?
I don't want to get into this.
I mean, God. I think, should we talk about who, like, what modern dyke icons we want in the reboot?
Yeah, absolutely not Kristen Stewart. I will shit on your lawn if you say you want Kristen Stewart. Apparently she's in the Charlie's Angels reboot and I want to shove my head in a fucking oven. I'm not joking.
I don't
want to
get into Kristen Stewart because we have different Kristen Stewart opinions. I don't want to fight with you about it.
Why? Really? You like her? I just don't think she can act. That's the thing. I don't think she can act. She has the same acting abilities as that girl from fucking Novitiate. I cannot.
Are you talking about Margaret Qualley?
Yeah. I don't think she can act.
Okay.
I don't think either of them.
I cannot get into this.
Yeah.
Have you seen... There's like... Have you seen, like, non-mainstream Kristen Stewart movies? Like, have you seen, like, Camp X-Ray, Still Alice?
No.
Clouds of Sils Maria?
I haven't gone... I don't care about her that much to actually
get... Yeah, no, see, this is the thing. I think she absolutely fucking phones it in for, like, Twilight and, like, mainstream movies and stuff. But the indie movies she does with, like, good writing, good directing, I think she's, like, a really amazing actor. But at the same time, she's, like... I don't know. There's fucking discourse around her. So I'm not gonna get into that.
It's not even about the discourse. I just don't think she can act. I don't think she's. No.
I think if you saw the right movies, but you know, I'm not gonna push that because, you know, everyone.
She doesn't have the range. That's the thing. She does not have the range. She has a very. If she can, like, if what you're saying is true, then she has this very specific, you know. Set of like, not skills, but like. She's good at what she does, but, like, she can't really, do more, I guess.
In terms of, like, emotions and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. She's definitely suited to more, to, like, drama more than, like, comedy and shit.
Yeah.
Although she's been pretty funny on SNL. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, okay.
I don't want her on the L word regardless. No, and I don't think she's a good choice for Charlie's Angels. I don't think she would be good for that.
Like, why would you put her on Charlie's Angels? She can't, like, oh, God.
See, I don't think she's, like, I don't find her attractive when she's, I mean, I don't really vibe with her, like, I mean, I used to have a big crush on her when she was, like, in Twilight and whatever, but, like, unless she's looking super dykey in Charlie's Angels, it's just gonna look like she's in drag to me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, she looks weird when she's feminine, like, she's in a weird vibe when she's feminine now after seeing her, like, all dykey and natural and whatever.
Yeah. I mean...
Anyway, I don't want her in the L Word reboot. I want, like, hot take, maybe the Supergirl standards don't forget, but I want Katie McGraw in that reboot, man.
I wouldn't mind her as, like, some sexy international dyke. I think she'd do well. I think she'd do very well.
Herself.
But
see, Lucy Lawless, when Lucy Lawless was in the L Word, like, Lucy Lawless sort of had Katie McGraw status back then.
Yeah.
Like, they were in, like, you know, fantasy shows, blah, 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 but they were, like, strong dyke icons, especially for, like, younger dykes. And I think Katie McGraw is that person now. So
I think so.
That's who I want.
I feel like Katie. I have to agree. Or, like...
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Hot take. Can I give you a hot take?
No.
Or do you want to go?
God, all right. Go.
Okay, so... Fuck, I cannot believe my mind at this point in time. Sarah Shahi is returning, I think. I think that's confirmed. Can you imagine?
No.
I'm going there. Can you imagine?
No. I don't want
to. If she showed up.
No.
And Amy Acker was, like, her partner on the show.
I think they don't love us that much, and I don't want to go there. I've had enough fucking pain dealing with shoot right now. Don't even.
But how good would that be? How fucking good would that be?
Yeah, that would be, like, layers. That would be multiple
layers. Like, the mind of
the
that.
The mind of that. Yeah. A performance, dare I say.
I want Sarah Paulson as well.
I want Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor to be a couple in the show. Yeah. Doesn't Holland Taylor play Helena's mom?
Yep. Ugh. Peabody.
Amazing.
Dyke Legend. How fucking good would that be?
Yeah, that would be really good. I think Sarah Paulson would be amazing on it.
And she'd be so down. Yeah. Like, she'd be so down.
Yeah.
I want Katie Lang on there as well. I want some, like older dyke icons. Yeah. Like Melissa Etheridge. Yeah.
I mean... I'm trying to think.
Get that vintage shit happening. I want Jane Lynch to come back, because I fucking love...
Oh, she was wild.
She was wild.
If... Lily Tomlin isn't on it.
Oh,
wait. Like, some sort of, like... Yeah, I think I'll be pretty pissed.
Honestly, Lily Tomlin as herself on the L Word would be peak.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
I've seen a bunch of people say that with Hayley Kiyoko and they're flooring it.
Who?
Hayley Kiyoko.
Oh, God, boring. Next.
I do not want...
I kind of want Taraji on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Who else? And if Tina Fey doesn't... I'm just joking. I think I'll actually...
Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
I'll actually... swing if Tina Fey is even like if she writes an episode I would actually like
what it. Why would she write
I don't know episode? I feel like have you seen Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt
girl I have seen every episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt every year when it comes out I watch it all in one day I just like shove that shit into my head
I feel like
honestly Jane Krakowski I would reboot go it
Jane Krakowski yeah
she's keeping it tight.
Yeah.
Sandra or Elwood reboot?
I think you... Nah. No.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah, if Jane Krakowski doesn't get her Emmy soon, I will...
Emmy?
Yeah.
Can she EGOT? Can she
I think EGOT? She can. She can EGOT. She can
she
can. Will.
She already has a Tony. She won a Tony.
I still have faith. I still have so much faith for her to EGOT. Like, I want her to EGOT.
Please EGOT.
Please EGOT.
Please EGOT.
please.
Okay, do you want to move on to accents?
Yeah, and then I'll still think about the L word stuff.
Okay, top three sexiest international accents.
I mean, just flooring it on English at this point. We love an English accent.
I do love an English accent. Like, in the past, I haven't vibed with it.
Really?
But since Jodie, like, ooh. Jeez. I mean, like, not super, like, I mean, like, I've been sort of like, yeah, it's good, just but... But lately,
jump
like...
Jump on the bandwagon, the
other day, hey. Oh, I'm on God. It. I was at a cafe the other day, and this girl, the girl who served me, had, like, the slightest English accent. So slight. Absolutely so slight. And I, like, I jumped.
You jumped.
I jumped.
Yeah, English. I think English is way up English? There. It's, like, number one.
I'm gonna go French, man.
Really?
Like, Marianne Cotillard.
Okay.
Like... Oh boy. Like Léa Seydoux. Oh my god.
Whew.
What else? Do you have any ideas?
I'm trying to think.
Historically, I have a massive soft spot for American accents.
Well, that is disgusting. I don't think it's like, blocked, so.
I don't think it's sexy. I just, like, have a weakness for it.
Well, that is disgusting and you're getting blocked.
Yeah.
Never. Don't vibe with the... South American, I do vibe.
Yeah.
I think... Accents that you can't really place are really, really...
Yeah.
I love... I remember I met a girl in Berlin. This was in the ceramics class. She grew up in Germany and stuff, and she lived in London for a while doing her, like, master's, and it was just, like, such a weird accent. And at the same time, I think she was, like, Cantonese or something, like, or... Yeah?
That's cool. Brazilian accents are also really fun.
She spoke Cantonese. And yeah, she was really cool. Eastern Europe in general, do vibe.
Yeah, okay. Russian. There's a Russian. I've talked to you about the Russian contestant on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And the Russian accent and like Jodie Comer's Villanelle Russian accent, like, yeah, that's my top three. Yeah. English, French, and Russian.
I hate that American's on yours, but you know what? As long as it's not on
mine. It's not on the...
I'm sure it isn't.
It's not. Objectively, it's not sexy. I don't know why I have, like, I have a history with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any more?
Yeah, the email. I think this is going to be the last one.
Okay, cool.
So, this is from Kai. It says, where does one meet other lesbians? Like, for friendship, there are no other dykes in my life, and it's sad. That is sad, and I know how sad it is, because, like, it really, like, you kind of don't really realize what you're missing until, until you have it, and, I think I was gonna, I said to you that I wanted to talk about this because, you know, I think that lesbian spaces or spaces just for women have, slowly, like, really disappeared over the last 20 years. Just with, the internet becoming much more safe and accepting space than, say, like, a bar. Down the street, and I don't think that people are designing or, like, creating space for, lesbians anymore because of this, and it's a really sad thing to see, because, it's just such a big part of our culture and our history that has just sort of disappeared over the last, couple of, decades, and it's something that, like, I hope reappears, I love the concept of, like, a dyke bar.
Me too. But,
you know, it's hard because of just general like politics now, and it's like you get accused of like excluding,
being exclusionary, yeah,
and especially towards like straight women as well. I think they've somehow crept into our spaces and taken the fun out of it because of their because they're there, like, it's not fun with, like, straight girls around. Like, I remember going to Thursdays, yeah, and being like, oh, it's just gonna be dykes, and you walk in and there's like a million girls with their partners and stuff. It's like, I don't want to, yeah, be here, like, let's go home. Like, it's not,
yeah, and like, I, it's really complex because, like, for sure, clubbing is dangerous for straight girls when they're in straight clubs and stuff, yeah, and like, girls do come to gay bars to like have a bit of a safer time,
yeah.
But also, I think just sort of like know your place when you're in that zone, yeah, like, don't bring your fucking boyfriend to a gay bar.
No, don't.
Don't bring your boyfriend. Don't kiss him in front of me. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's specifically why. I don't want to be around
that energy.
Yeah.
Like, Thursday is a night in Melbourne, and I've only been to a couple. Actually, I've only been to one. I went with you that one time.
Yeah.
I didn't go next time I was in Melbourne. And yeah, I saw that a lot there. It's just like, wig. But yeah, so it is hard, like, to answer that question, yeah, it's hard to, like, find other, yeah, lesbians in real life. And I think, like, online communities are, like, really vital, and, like, if you can find, like, a good group of people to sort of, like, communicate with, it can extend into real life.
Mm.
But also, there's places you can look that aren't necessarily specifically lesbian spaces that do contain lesbians, like, if you're sporty, go for sport. There's always a few dykes around, especially sports like rugby or like baseball, softball. And even like sort of like feminist organizations
don't usually have a pretty strong
like, lesbian contingent. I met a bunch of my close, like, in real life lesbian friends through the feminist society at my uni. Yeah. Yeah, and I think just, like, there's good, like, Facebook groups, like, just outside of Tumblr. Tumblr can be kind of hard because everyone's sort of, like, geographically dispersed. But if you can find, like, some cool, like, Facebook groups, like, that are, like, region-specific, yeah, like, they've been really good. I met some people off there. And even just go on, like, OkCupid, Her, Tinder, like, you don't have to be dating. You can, like, be looking for friends on there. But be clear you're looking for friends, like, put in your bio. And yeah, it's really hard to, like, you have to, like, put a lot of time and energy into it if you want to find that connection. But it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah. I think, just an important thing to, like, just don't join your, like, uni fucking quick club. Like, that is, do not so steer clear. Steer so fucking clear.
No.
Do not go there. Don't even attempt it, because, like, it's just a mess, and they'll end up posting like fucking asexual memes on the like Facebook, and you'll have to like, oh god, I cannot.
Go to like, yeah, live local music. That's where like a lot of the dykes hang out in my town.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Keep sending in your questions. Keep telling your friends to listen to it, unless they're straight. In that case, absolutely not. Just thank you for listening. It really means a lot. I didn't think it'd actually be this much fun. I was worried. I was worried that, like, the first episode would, like, come out. It's like, okay, 20 people listen to it, and then it's, like, done.
Yeah, we got over, like, 1,000 listens. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so good. Like, thanks for, like, sharing it, and, like, it was so fun when everyone was, like, reacting to it, like,
yeah,
notes and stuff. Like, that was so fucking fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That was a lot of fun.
I reckon we'll probably have another, like, over-the-phone episode, but then I'll be in Melbourne, so we can do another in real life one.
Yeah, maybe with Jessie. Yes.
Shout out Jesse.
Shout out Jesse. Wow. That's going to be a lot.
It's going to be great.
That's going to be intense.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I should stay for longer, maybe.
If you want. We'll see. If you want.
We'll see.
We will.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye, sexy.
Bye, sexies. Sexies, man.
Sexies. Bye, sexies.
Excluding. Fuck me. So rude. So I have to put up with. Day to day. All right.